So why did you invite me to the show?
It's been a while. Do you remember the last time we recorded something?
I remember the one time when we were in my parents' wardrobe.
That was our first. Do you remember where we were for our second?
No.
We were at the campground from the French couple. In the van.
I totally forgot about that.
Exactly. Most people probably forgot to listen. Like, oh, wait, it's been over a year? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we recorded our third one when we were in Olaroz, or as I called it, Oreo. So that's kind of the last time we've talked.
Sorry, guys. This is not the last time we talked to each other.
Sorry, guys. Yeah, she's right. This is the last time we recorded something.
Yeah.
And I would say that a lot of stuff has happened.
Like what?
Well, first off, maybe, where are we right now?
On the couch.
On the couch
in our apartment. Yeah. Well, it's not ours.
It's a rented apartment one that we rent in Bratislava. Mm-hmm. And what's the deal with Portugal? Maybe.
Yep.
We'll fill it in. So we were on the road trip, right? We were looking at lots of places.
What are we? I don't remember. Do they know that we already got the house or not?
She spilled the beans already.
Oh, we didn't say anything about that. So yeah, we got a house almost a year ago.
You could hear the emotion in the voice, like a lot.
Sorry, I've been there so many times that it's, you know, kind of lost its novelty, charm.
Entertaining people or speaking to me?
The house. Like, it's not new anymore.
That's true. We bought it in February, so
almost a year ago. And we've been there a few times now.
Yeah, and we even did a couple more searching houses at more properties before finding it. I think if I summarize, for me going through the process, it was surprising how slow and then fast it was.
Yeah, that's true.
Because we put in bids on 4 or 5 different places, something like that.
No. My husband loves
one at a time. One at a time, but
we bid it on 2 houses. Yeah.
Bid.
Yeah. Do we say bid it or bid?
Oh gosh, English. I don't know.
Exactly.
I never learned it. I just spoke it. It's the problem with not going to school. American education system,
sorry.
Kids.
Excuse me. I need to Google it because I need to know.
So we went on the long road trip in the van where we were talking about looking at like 27 properties and how many, and we just got confused over the days catching everybody up or just listen to the past episode. We found a few that we liked, and we went and bid on them.
It says the past tense of bid is bid or bade. Never heard bade.
We bade on them. No, I haven't heard that either.
Bid it sounds so much nicer.
And not to bore you with the details, but it fell through. So we tried to get on another one. It fell through. So then we just kind of took a break.
Mm-hmm.
Kept looking online.
Yeah. Then you went to Portugal. No, we went in December to look at that one that looked totally amazing. Of course, in all the photos. And then we went there and we saw it and we were like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
It was a hard no. Okay, it wasn't like so easy to say no to it, but it was, to me it was easy, but I don't think it was that easy for you.
I think some of it was just the emotions that I'd be feeling. Like, I felt tired and wanting to finish and...
And so grateful to the realtor.
Yeah, he was very nice. Very,
I think it was difficult for you to say no to him. Because he waited for us and, you know.
Which maybe fast forward to the house we did buy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't say no to a realtor.
You love the house.
I do.
So.
I do. The hardship in the voice is the year of actually being property owners.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, really seeing what's the future like and all the work and plans and hopes that you put into it. So.
Mm-hmm.
But not to jump too far. So we were in December. We saw a house, that was another exciting process. And then we just saw one online, and it was gorgeous. Mountain views. I think the thing that really was attractive for me was the simplicity of it a bit. The fact that it had work that we could still do on it. The fact that it was livable.
I think that was the huge pro when it came to the house, that we could still live it while working on the other part.
Exactly. And it was comfortable.
I love the photos when I saw the ceiling and then how it was kind of matching the floors and the space.
So we'll have to accompany this with some sort of photo thing too, because it's always hard when we try to describe what we see in our head. But I think, there were so many little things. So I called the realtor and he said, a lot of people are looking. He's like, well, we're coming in February. We'd already had another trip planned to go in February. So he said, okay, I'll just come in January. And there was something that I had to go alone or something like that, just to like really quickly get out there. So it was like a 48-hour trip. So I went, rented a car, went and saw the house. It was a nice frosty day, which kind of made it really cool driving through the mountains and stuff. And I loved it. I loved the seclusion of it when I went there. It felt so quiet. It's in a very tiny town. And I came back excited, and I told you.
Yep. You were so excited when you were there and you would call me.
It's true.
And then, you know, guys, what happens when you fall in love? You only see the good sides and the pretty sides. And
so let's go to that. Yeah. So then we went and saw, we made a bid. We went and saw the property together in February. And a plan was to do a closing kind of the following day. It was like a go, no go.
Yeah, it was, if you like it, we're getting it.
If you don't like it, we're canceling.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you think when you kind of saw it?
I really liked it. I don't think I was as in love with it as you were. But I think it was also you being so in love with it that kind of, you know, helped me make the decision. Yeah.
And I think now we went there. Well, that's the funny story. I mean, honestly, we went and we did the closing in spite of all the challenges and the way that we're feeling about things now. I think like reminiscing back to the time of just the craziness of it all. Going out on a Monday, seeing it. Then on Tuesday, signing and buying it, getting the keys, and then sleeping there on Wednesday night.
After a visit to IKEA, where we had gotten the mattress and the sheets.
So yeah. That we could have we had, to sleep we had a on. Tiny rental car and a house with nothing and keys. And we hadn't really booked apartments because that was kind of... Or like a hotel.
I think
a
place we had two nights at a hotel booked, and then we figured if we're buying a house, then we're just gonna sleep there.
Yeah. So our plan honestly was to kind of spend the week in Portugal, regardless of if we had gotten the house or not. Mm-hmm. We would have looked at other places as well. So we had fairly loose plans and a tiny a tiny rental car, and an empty house. So we went to IKEA to try to figure out what's the core essentials of to be able to survive in a secluded mountain home for like 4 days. What do you have to buy?
Yep.
So
we ended up with the mattress.
Yeah. Mattress, some sheets, a few pots and pans.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, yeah, you cannot get Volt or...
No food delivery, no food delivery.
Pishnabel.
Not even pizza. I mean, I can't think, honestly, we've been there for almost a year, and I can't think of what restaurant might actually deliver.
I don't think anyone delivers. I mean, it's so difficult to find us.
Mm-hmm.
People with the fridge couldn't find us.
Yeah, trying to buy equipment for it, not even having like a real address. You have to give everybody GPS coordinates. So good luck finding it on Google.
Yep.
But actually, I would say the IKEA guys were probably the best delivery guys.
It's not a sponsored show.
But it can be. So IKEA, give me a call. Yeah. So it's like learning weird things like that, like how to even get stuff delivered to it. Mm-hmm. So obviously
somehow the postman finds us.
Yeah. There's a way. We're still trying to figure it out, I would say.
We're not trying very hard.
No. I mean, at this point, it's exploring.
Yeah. We don't live there full time, so.
No. But we try to go throughout the year just to experience it at different times. I mean, the summer was incredible. We were there late July, August, if I recall. So kind of right at the peak of the heat.
No. We were there at the end of July, babe.
End of July.
Yeah, second half of July.
So still hot.
We went there on the 10th of July.
Yeah. And the house was so comfortable.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we had the refrigerator delivered and got to play Tetris to figure out how to get it into the kitchen.
Yeah. The guys decided that there was no way to put the fridge in the kitchen, so they wanted to leave it in our closet space.
Yeah, fridge in the hallway, like
yeah, in the closet. Yeah, I said after my dead body. And then we found a way once the guys had left. We put it in there on our own. So the fridge is in the kitchen.
It's very interesting. I don't know if I would try to describe the layout in like a visual way. But
yeah, because like the kitchen is kind of separated from the rest of the house. And you need to get to it through a narrow corridor. And also the door, the entrance door is quite small. It's for the short Portuguese people. That's just how it is.
Yeah, I've hit my head a few times in the house. Some permanent damage. But you said you didn't notice anything different.
Right. I need to go check on those potatoes.
Should we do that thing that we talked about with the clicky click?
Go for it.
And then we cut it. Okay. Snap back in. How were the potatoes?
So good.
I agree. They were great.
I love sweet potatoes.
I also love the mustard sauce.
Yeah, that was quite exquisite, I must say.
I'm a big fan of yellow mustard.
I love the contrast of the mustard and the sweetness from the potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
People should eat more potatoes, sweet potatoes especially. They're full of beta carotene.
And they taste good.
Yeah.
Which is number one as a fat guy. Priority of eating things that is good.
But it's the best of both worlds. It's tasty and good for you. Yeah?
It's true.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
Where were we before our potato break?
We were in Portugal.
That's right. Yeah, the house, setting it up over the past months, the summertime there.
Let's get back to February, though. Remember how we just had the mattress that we put on the plastic?
Yes.
And how you wore a hat to bed because you were so cold? Oh my gosh.
That was...
And then I think the second thing we bought was the heater, the electric heater.
Yeah. Which now I just sleep right next to.
Yeah. He puts it next to him on his side of the bed.
In my defense, the outlet is closest there. Because the other outlet would be all the way on her side of the bed.
Exactly. So now you know his priorities in life.
Staying warm. Because when I'm warm, you're warm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm like your heater blanket.
Except you're not.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, setting it up for me was... I don't know. We kind of were like, what's accessible? What's good? What's eco-friendly? And I think that was kind of our guiding principles. And I know IKEA, yeah. But in the same way, natural products, no plastic.
I love IKEA. I don't care what people say. I love it.
No, I think it's good. Our kitchen has a bit of a metal theme going on, which is quite nice.
It turned out in February that I'm the one who actually is better at making fire.
That's true.
Yep.
Yeah. You're a girl from the village.
Whatever. Like you're from a, you know...
Hey, I learned how to start a fire by walking over to the wall and flipping the switch on. That's how I start. Fancy. I don't even think it was heat. I think the first fire was just the light, like a little light bulb. We got fancy with like propane or something. Never would.
What are you talking about?
Starting fires.
Yeah, I'm into with sticks.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have that skill.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. When you need fire, come to Joanna. Not Tom.
No. And it's still true.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about the land a little bit.
There's a lot of it.
There is a lot of it. I think it's like 2,000 square meters. I don't know what that is. I think it's like 0.2 heca or something. I don't actually know the measurements. But it's terraced, four different levels. And I don't know, from the top to the bottom, how much drop do you think that is?
I don't know. I don't think anyone cares.
Aw.
What?
We're going to have to take a poll. We're going to ask them, just like all the other times, wherever they write.
Okay, I don't care.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely overtaken by some wild raspberries or blackberries or what the heck it was.
Yeah.
We were getting scratched every step we took.
And that's a challenge, too, when you have a lot of land. You have a requirement to clear the land, at least the 50 meters around the house.
Yeah.
So we definitely felt pressure to do that before fire season, which I think starts in May, if I recall.
I don't remember that year. Exactly.
Yeah. And it just looked like a huge jungle.
It's just, like, I didn't even know where to start.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we called the guy.
Yeah, I think that's good. There's always someone that can help out. I think my hard thing is knowing where to ask or who to ask.
Yep.
But very friendly, helpful people. Even our neighbor came over and helped cut the grass so we could get to some of our trees. Very nice.
Yeah, but obviously in February we didn't do much work in the yard. Yeah, it was just like walking around and assessing what's there and what needs to be done.
Yeah.
And then you went there. No, we went there for Easter for 2 weeks.
Yep. Right after Easter,
I think. Yes.
Yeah. That was nice. And that's what we bought the bulk of the stuff for the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We actually got that card, what do you call it?
Oh, yeah, that little mini truck.
Yeah, mini truck.
Like it had a lot of Berlingo or something.
At the back where we could shove stuff from IKEA, like the bed. Yeah. So that was helpful. And that was a good car. It had some power to it.
Yeah.
And it was cheaper than the other one. So I'm like, next time maybe we should get that kind of a car.
Yeah, advertisement for the car rental place on the side of it. But it was a great deal. And super handy. As long as you're like not trying to look cool, but who cares? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
That was helpful. Was that the time that we got the pallets? I don't remember.
No, I think it was when we went there after Easter.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So we had an adventure of getting some pallets. And my, I'll say, not completely successful attempt at making pallet furniture. But it looks cool, and, you know, I made it work with what I had. And we'll probably
put it in the fire. I think the word cool slightly differently.
Yeah.
It's gonna go in the fire.
But hey, you can sit on it and you don't fall over, so that's good. It's an improvement.
I can also sit in a chair and not fall over.
Which means it's somewhat successful.
It's ugly.
Well, that's what the pad's for, to cover it.
It's ugly with the pad, because the pad is coming out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ugly.
Aww.
Then you can try to build me another one.
I will. Build the first one, that was the pilot.
Exactly. You'll learn from your mistakes.
You know what the first one's good for? Hmm? Like, just a pile of wood.
Yeah. Put it in the fireplace, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Or if you want to model what a
what pile of pallets
might look like. There.
Mm-hmm.
The cool thing, though, about the property, changing subjects back to something, is walking down to the river. I think that's pretty cool. And in the summer, it was so tiny little stream.
It was a puddle, not a stream.
Yeah.
It was crazy to see it like that.
And in the winter?
Oh my gosh, it was like Niagara Falls.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd feel comfortable standing in it. It was like flowing that fast.
Mm.
Which is strange because it's only like 3 meters wide, maybe.
Mm-hmm. But with the amount of rain we got this winter,
Yeah. The rain that exposed some of the challenges as well with wetness in the floors.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So lots of work to continue to do to investigate and explore. But it's an adventure. I mean, I think that's what we went into with our eyes open, and you remind me of that a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we didn't build it. And even when you build your own house, there's always something that at the end you would want to improve upon. So we just bought the house, and, you know, in summertime, it's wonderful. So
I think that was the challenge for me being out there, was I felt like I was obsessing on the negatives, and you were just kind of reminding, you know, it's a
work in progress. I love how insightful you are after the fact, and you don't want to follow the same train of thought while you're in the moment.
I think that's the challenge, honestly.
Yeah.
Is how to have that awareness in the moment. I think it all is related.
Mental challenges.
And there are many, many of these.
And with Tom, mental challenges come Joanna's challenges.
That's true. What's mine is mine, and what's mine is also yours.
Mm-hmm. So we decided that this house for now is a house for summertime. So probably we'll be visiting it anytime between April and October. And, you know, that's still a nice chunk of the year we can go. Like, stay comfortably, not get too cold.
I think that's the goal I have with the house, is to try to make the part that we're living in comfortable. But, you know, weather is weather.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to avoid going there when it's pouring rain 2 weeks straight.
That's true. Or it might be just the new normal. Thanks, climate change.
Yeah. So, anyways, summer was amazing. We did so much work on the yard. The difficult part was that we couldn't burn anything because of the fire danger. But now when we got back there in December and I saw how clear the land was, I was really proud of myself because I was working tirelessly.
That is true. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, none of the really crazy bushes grew back up. You did so good.
I know. I did. It was such tough work, though. But it was so worth it.
Even the path down to the river is still clear. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So summer was great. We also took some trips to the ocean. And we visited Nazaré in December. We were so lucky. We went there when the weather was actually gorgeous.
I did a bit of surfing.
Looking at the surfers.
Yeah, living vicariously. I was vicariously tired. Looking
at the sunset, gorgeous sunset.
It was nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The funicular.
Yeah. The funicular was fun. Mm-hmm. Lisbon was great.
We went to Lisbon for 2 days. Right it before New Year's. It was quite lovely.
Mm-hmm. So beautiful. I love Lisbon.
Maybe like travel Portugal or some tourism, Portuguese tourism would pay us. We're looking for sponsors if you want chaotic, disorganized people to promote tourism in Portugal. We're your couple.
Yep. Exactly. The Polish-American couple. I always hashtag Polish-American couple when I do the Instagram post from Portugal.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. So, that was wonderful.
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, I think the mood of us, it's like reality has set in over the year, but as we went through the process, it was so exciting and awesome, and I felt just really great support from the lawyer and, you know, everybody kind of involved, even the other sellers, very nice, sweet people.
Except the lady still hasn't changed her address with the post office, so we keep getting her mail.
I don't know. There's definitely unique little things about Portugal. Mail system, registration, like, it's a lot of unique things. I think
it's, you know, in every country.
Yeah, exactly. These are tiny villages.
You know, that, I mean, I don't even know if you should call them villages when there are like 5 houses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
5 houses and only 3 people
living there permanently.
Go. Yeah.
And then some just come in summertime for a week. You know? So. Yeah. We are so far. Well, okay. We have like 15 minutes by car from a grocery store, but there is a baker who comes into our village twice a week.
Oh my gosh, the pizza. I was just thinking. You bake. The oven has low and high.
That's it.
So, pizza is a delicious treat that you make using that low and high oven.
It's so difficult to figure it out.
I don't even try.
Yeah.
Because, you know, head injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. walking into the fireplace. Oh, there's so many little things with it. But I think maybe that's the thing, going back to what you were talking about, you know, is going through the experience of it in the little villages, finding the things or the things that aren't there or the things that really are needed. It's an experience. I think that's what it's been for us. And I don't know if we did a very good job explaining it for anyone listening. I don't know if that was our intent. I think our intent was just to talk through it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is next for this plainly Portugal discussion?
I think we need to wait for the next trip, discover some more things about the house, the land, the area, and then we can share it.
All right. So more to come.
Yeah, always.
Cool.
Yeah.
Want to say bye?
Bye.